Room number 3 contains selected groups of clay vessels presenting all the stages of evolution of the Cypriot pottery in a continuous succession from the Middle Bronze Age until the end of the Roman times, 1900 BC to 395 BC. The most important samples of these magnificent works are by periods. As we enter on the left, we see the small vessels of various shapes of the Middle Bronze Age, 1900 to 1650 BC, with their genuine and rich painted geometrical decoration, the deep bowls with the cloven handle and the cylindrical base, and the small jugs with the symmetrical, painted geometrical, decorative forms on the white emulsion thorough slip of their surface, and the ring-shaped vessels with thin walls. In the right exhibition case are the famous craters, such as the well-known Crater of Zeus, where is shown a representation on a chariot, a decoration with octopuses, Zeus and other figures, animals and plants, as well as the stirrup jars, the bowls, the compasses, the rhyton and other Cypro-Mycenaean masterpieces of the Late Bronze Age, 1650 to 1050 BC, with the composite, harmonious, decorative representations of human and animal figures, geometrical shapes, rosettes, and many other floral motifs. This period is characterized by the migration of the first Greeks to the island, who firstly arrived as tradesmen in order to exchange their products with the Cypriots, that is to say, copper. And after the destruction of Mycenae, they settled here, bringing with them their civilization. In the central exhibition case, opposite the Mycenaean objects, we also see other small items of the same period, which were found in ancient Kytium, that is located where the town of Larnaca is today. In this showcase, a magnificent object dominates, the ritual rhyton, made out of faience, whose surface is covered with light blue enamel and decorated with animals running, hunters and bulls, as well as rows of continuous spirals. It is dated around the 13th century BC. Further down in room number 3, we see the large amphorae, like the one exposed in a separate showcase in the centre, the amphora of the bichrome ware type. It is called the Hubbard amphora, due to the donor's name. The jugs, the prokoi, the hydrias, the bowls, the plates, the small animal-shaped and bird-shaped vessels, and all the other wheel-made pottery achievements of the Cypro-geometric period, 1050 to 750 BC, with the rich and symmetrical painted decoration of parallel lines, bands, concentric circles, rhombi, checked meanders, rosettes, lotus flowers, papyruses, and various other floral and geometrical motifs. We continue further down in the same room, with the vessels of similar shapes of Cyprus, Archaic period, 750 to 475 BC, among which the jugs of the freefield style are dominating, with their unique schematized bichrome type representation of bulls, birds, fishes, and additional decorative forms. In the exhibition case in the center are on display elegant and incomparable in technical fineness, black polished and red polished vessels, imported from Attica, with mythological representations and other compositions of animal and human figures. In the showcases to the right and left, after the Cypro-Archaic period, are on display the small plane Oinkoi with the thorough white slip and Prokoi with the microscopic plastic representation of a core with a jug on her shoulder of the Cypro-Classical period, 475 to 325 BC. Then come next the Laginoi, amphorae, tear and myrrh bottles of the Hellenistic period, 325 to 50 BC. In the last showcases of the third room, we see the red glazed bowls and various other vessels of the Cypro-Roman period, 50 BC to 395 AD, with the characteristic incised decoration of rosettes, animal figures, birds and other motifs. In these last exhibition cases, the ceramics are imported from the neighbouring countries, and this shows the commercial relationships the island had.